NASA's Mars rover makes first test drive. NASA's Mars rover Curiosity on Wednesday made its first test drive, leaving wheel tracks near its landing spot. Now dubbed Bradbury Landing in honor of late science fiction author Ray Bradbury. Curiosity today had its first successful drive on Mars. "We have a fully functioning mobility system on our rover," said Matt Haverly, the lead rover planner at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California. The $2.5 billion craft, which landed in Gale Crater on the Red Planet on August 6th, drove about 4 meters forward before turning right at a 90-degree angle and moving backwards a few meters. This placed the rover roughly 6 meters from the spot where it landed 16 days ago, NASA, the U.S. Space Agency, said in a statement. An image taken by the rover clearly shows its wheel tracks on Martian soil. More tests will be conducted before Curiosity takes off on its first full mission to search for signs of life on the Red Planet. "We are 16 days into a 2-year mission," said Pete Thesinger, Mars Science Laboratory Project Manager at JPL. "We haven't exercised the sample gathering capability, which is a key element of the rover's science mission," Thesinger added. "So, as good as it's gone, and as wonderful as it is, we still only checked off about 2 of the Level 1 requirement boxes. We launched on time, landed on Mars, and we have a long way to go before this mission reaches its full potential." NASA said it had approved the Curiosity's team proposal to rename the touchdown site in tribute to Bradbury, the author of The Martian Chronicles and Fahrenheit 451. Who would have turned 92 on Wednesday. He died in June. "In his honor, we declared the place that Curiosity touched down to be forever known as Bradbury Landing," said Michael Mayer, the lead scientist for NASA's Mars Exploration Program. "Today would have been Ray Bradbury's 92nd birthday, but he already reached immortality with the hundreds of short stories he's written and nearly 50 books. His books have truly inspired us," Meyer said. "The Martian Chronicles have inspired Curiosity and opened our minds to the possibility of life on Mars." Scientists do not expect Curiosity to find aliens or living creatures, but they hope to use it to analyze soil and rocks for signs the building blocks of life are present and may have supported life in the past. The project also aims to study the Martian environment to prepare for a possible human mission there in the coming years. U.S. President Barack Obama has vowed to send humans to the planet by 2030.